A Study in Job, Part 15. Have you considered Satan? From the start we find my servant Job, a man of faith, a godly intercessor. From the introduction we discover Job interceding on behalf of his dear children. From the beginning, we hear that Job was committed to intercessory prayer. Despite his traumatic circumstances, Job never ceases his prayer link to the Lord, regardless of his bitter questionings to God. Job never sins with his lips, and God uses his serious lack of understanding to draw Job closer to himself. And God uses his faithful, interceding bondslave to bless his wife and his friends. So through Job's protection and intercession, God was gracious to his erring wife. And through his faith and intercession, God was gracious to his unteachable friends. In attempting to comfort Job, each friend offered their own self-acquired wisdom. And like Job, the creed to which they held was an incomplete reality of God. But unlike Job, they were unteachable about the fuller measure of the truth of Christ. It was the spiritual battle betwixt God and Satan that first wreaked havoc on Job. It was the unseen onslaught from the invisible realm of the enemy that smote Job. Once the evil Leviathan attacked his prey, the old serpent shrouded himself in religiosity. And Satan uses the old sin nature of Job's friends to continue his wicked works. Satan even subtly uses the pious, religious old sin nature of Job himself. And though not mentioned later, Satan's venomous influence permeates Job's story. The genesis of deception was first realized in Eden's garden. Pride, the pinnacle of deceitful pretense, will reach its fullness in Revelation. Pride. And all biblical battles between are rooted and grounded in satanic deception. And the one escape is to crucify the old nature, to be rooted and grounded in Christ. The same desire as to be as gods, knowing good and evil, is evident in this story of Job. And Satan seeks to use this self-same tool to shipwreck every life desiring godliness. Satan seeks to prevent the fullness of the knowledge of Christ becoming a reality. Satan tries to halt the deep, intimate fellowship that the Lord desires with his own. And Satan is still seeking to prevent us from understanding what Job finally saw. But how? How can we escape the wiles of the evil one who seeks to destroy our faith? How can we prevent the enemy from securing a foothold in his evil designs on us? Well, we are instructed in Ephesians chapter 4 to put off the deceitful lusts of the old Adamic nature. And we are told in Colossians chapter 3 to put off the old man with all its deceptive religiosity. But how? How do we once and for all put off the old Adamic nature and let Christ live in us? Well, we have to understand that it is not a one-time act, but a day-by-day undertaking. It is not a once-for-all decision, but a continuous, lifelong, daily commitment. Believers are instructed to die daily to self, and day by day to put on Christ, to honestly ask the Spirit of Truth daily to search and identify areas of self. But how? How do we die daily to self and crucify the old Adamic nature, the root of pride? How do we discover the deeper truths and understanding of God that Job discovered? Well, we must ask him. Ask him to correct any false perceptions of himself that we may have acquired unwittingly. Ask him to break down any protective barriers and strongholds we may have unknowingly erected. And desire deeply to root out everything that prevents his fullness in us. Job unintentionally carried out this process by seeking God and by demanding answers. But it was long, and it was painful, and it was very, very discouraging. In the end, Job surrendered in his relentless, fierce battle of wills with God. In the end, Job ceased from all his inner strivings and all his questionings. In the end, Job quieted all his prideful, argumentative demands and just listened. And in the end, Job saw. And in the end, Job knew. And in the end, Job understood.